This is the Wednesday, September 4th, 2013 edition of Smart People, a half-hour show featuring interviews with smart people. I am your host, Elmer Weens. Today I am talking with a very smart and dedicated person, Harzeef Oshan. Harzeef is the AMS President of the Arts Undergraduate Society here at UBC and the Alma Mater Society's Shinorama Coordinator in their fight against cystic fibrosis. Welcome, Harzeef. How are you doing? I hope I'm saying your name correctly.
I'm doing really well. My name is actually Harzeef Oshan, and just wanted to make a slight correction there. I was the president of the Arts Undergrad Society and not the Alma Mater Society.
Okay, so this is Shinorama Week. It's orientation week. Let's start. You were telling me a bit about yourself. You're from Kenya?
Yes, I am. I'm an international student from Kenya, from a coastal town called Mombasa, and I came here in 2010, pursuing a major in political science.
Briefly, what is Shinorama?
Shinorama is the largest student-run post-secondary fundraiser, and we raise awareness and funds that go towards research looking for a cure for cystic fibrosis. And cystic fibrosis is actually the most common fatal genetic disease affecting a lot of Canadian youth. And cystic fibrosis, what it does is it attacks the lungs and the digestive system of the human body.
How did you get involved with the Shinorama campaign?
I actually got involved with the Shinorama campaign through my fraternity, Sigma Chi. Sigma Chi has been really involved with Shinorama since as far as 2008, when one of our brothers, Christopher Roach, ran it at the time. I wasn't as involved when I came in 2010, but last year when I was president of the Arts Undergrad Society, Vanessa Espig had an inter-faculty competition, and I got really competitive, and that just got me really into the whole campaign. And I got to work with Vanessa hand in hand, and I just got pulled in. I just got attracted to the whole campaign, and I wanted to run it.
So you've been involved with Shinorama for about a year now?
I would say for about a year, yes. Yep.
And why is Shinorama specifically linked to with cystic fibrosis as its cause?
There is no specific reason as to why it's linked to cystic fibrosis. Historically, Shinorama started in 1961. Well, it started from somebody's shining shoes, and it was very successful, and so it got transferred to Wilfrid Laurier University, where they just had it during an orientation week, where they had first year students coming in, and just it was a bonding activity, students getting to know each other, doing activities together, and going out and giving back to the community. And in 1964, that's when they decided that all the funds would be allocated to cystic fibrosis research.
And then it just spread across Canada to all the campuses. Are all universities involved with this now?
I would not say all. I would say over 60 universities and colleges across Canada are participating currently.
And is UBC one of the biggest campaigns, or some of the larger universities do more?
There are other universities that have bigger campaigns for varying reasons. But last year, Vanessa did a really, really good job, and we won the best overall campaign in Canada. There are other bigger campaigns, but in terms of the size, there are schools in Eastern Canada that raise over $100,000 because their Imagine Day is Shine Day, where they have the first day of students coming in, and what they do is they go out into their respective areas and shine. That's their Shine Day. And that's, for us, is Imagine Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, since neither one of us are medical students or doctors, but could you tell us a bit about cystic fibrosis? You already mentioned some things in the introduction, and its cause?
Well, cystic fibrosis, fibrosis refers to the characteristic of the tissues getting damaged, and cyst is literally the formation of cyst, and it's the formation of cyst in the pancreas. So that causes a lot of mucus formation, and it hardens the interior walls of your lungs and your digestive system, and that starts making it really difficult for somebody to breathe, and causes a lot of problems within the digestive system as well. So because of the areas it attacks, some of the symptoms are loss of appetite. You would eat normally, but then you would lose a lot of weight, and you start having difficulty breathing. So it becomes really difficult living with it. Yeah.
Your system can't utilize and absorb the intake. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it manifests itself in childhood already, or as when babies are born, and it gets progressively worse, I take it, as people get older.
Yes, it is.
Does Shinorama support other causes and charities?
No, it specifically is for Cystic Fibrosis Canada.
So it's a one charity or organization, essentially.
Yes.
Do you have a personal connection? Do you know someone diagnosed with cystic fibrosis?
I personally do not know someone who... I know people who are diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, and I've had chats with them, but I do not have anyone... I do not have a personal connection with these individuals.
Right. I'm talking here with Harzeef Oshan. My name is Elmer Weens. We're on Smart People, and we're doing this live today on Wednesday, September the 4th. Really glad you're with us. And we want everyone to come out and support Shinorama in their campaign against cystic fibrosis, or CF as it's often called. So you already said something about how Shinorama developed. So it was a shoeshine campaign during University Orientation Week, but you guys have taken it farther than that, right?
Yes, we have. We have a number of secondary fundraising events. I'll give you an example. One of them was we sold glow sticks at the Celebration of Light, and over the 3 days we raised over $4,000 just by selling glow sticks. We have more events coming up. Our main flagship event is actually this Saturday, and that is Shine Day. And we're currently recruiting volunteers. We're looking for volunteers all over. I've been working with ResLife and Residents Associations to try and get more students out as groups so that we have a bigger pool of students. Last year on Shine Day, we raised over $10,000. And we had 300 volunteers. This year, we're aiming for an 800 volunteer base. We have more events lined up for the video gaming enthusiasts out there. We have a FIFA and NHL video gaming competition between Totem and Vanier. That's coming up soon in October. And there's a number of events out there. If you just go and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you would be kept up to date with all our events.
And on this Saturday, it's Shine Day in the Student Union Building in the ballroom?
Yes, it is.
And it starts at?
It starts at 9 a.m.
And people can just come there with their shoes? what about running shoes?
I'd expect students to come out with clothes they're comfortable in. The weather looks like it's going to be sunny, so it's going to be a good day out. We're actually going to be giving out T-shirts. We're going to have 400 T-shirts there, and we're going to give them out to all the shiners who come out. Of course, it's going to be first come, first serve, because we're expecting 800 volunteers. And we're going to give, for students who want to shine shoes, we have shoe shining kits. For students who would like to do something different, I'll give you an example. Last year, the UBC a cappella group actually went out and sang at Robson Square, and they raised over $1,000 just by themselves.
Busking. Essentially busking, isn't that right? On the street, right?
Yes. And we also had some girls giving out hugs for donations. We give out stickers, balloons. Generally, a lot of people are very giving in Vancouver, so it's more about raising awareness, talking to people, talking to as many people as possible. And if they want to give whatever they want to give, we take that, and that's what we put into the whole pot of money.
You guys have a cool video on YouTube, which I'm going to play right now, and then we'll just talk a bit about that.
My favorite experience of the past 10 months has been moving in with some of my favorite people.
Would probably be spending the entire day at Rec Beach and getting to watch the sun go down.
Switching into a BFA in visual arts.
Getting up on a ladder and looking down at the UBC Harlem Shake.
Going to cheap faux plays and then walking across the Briar Bridge at night for Valentine's Day.
Being able to graduate from UBC.
Since the start of Shinerama, the average life expectancy of a CAF patient has gone up from 6.5 years to 48.5 years old. This means that for every year Shinerama has existed, we have contributed to adding 10 months to a CF survivor's life. How valuable have the past 10 months been to you?
That's a video, How Valuable Have the Past 10 Months Been to You? It's on YouTube. It's a great video. You should take a look at it. And why did you guys do that, Harzi?
The idea behind the video is to show the value of 10 months. So as mentioned in the video, since the beginning of Shinerama, since Shinerama was established, the average life expectancy of a CF patient has gone from 6 years to 48.5 years old. This means that for every year Shinerama has existed, Shinerama has contributed to adding 10 months to a CF patient's life. Now, the whole idea was we're looking at a normal person's 10 months, and we're showing how valuable that is, and we're showing that 10 months is actually really valuable, and that we're making a lot of progress, and Cystic Fibrosis Canada is actually making a lot of progress, and we're one of the main contributors to that.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes, someone was telling me that in the mid-1970s, the life expectancy for someone with cystic fibrosis, CF, was 18 years or 20 years, and now in Canada it's up to 48 years, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a little break, halftime in our interview, and the music I'm playing is actually by a group called CF, Cystic Fibrosis, and what I'm playing is Exercise 3 from CF.
CITR 101.9 FM Radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back with Harzeef Oshan with Shinerama, Fighting Cystic Fibrosis. This is the Smart People Show. We run occasionally from 11:30 to 12. We want to run more often. But, of course, we need interviewers and people to interview. And my name is Elmer Weens, and I am the host today. Harzeef, you guys are on Twitter and you're on Facebook. I noticed some of your hashtags on Twitter. Hashtag FightCF.
Yes. We have a number of hashtags. So we have hashtag Shinerama. For our UBC campaign specifically, it's hashtag UBCShine13 if you want to follow our campaign. But we also put the hashtag Shinerama next to it so that you can see the whole nationwide campaign.
Yes, I was looking at that this morning, and there's a lot of universities who are contributing tweets with that hashtag, hashtag FightCF and hashtag Shinerama. Now, let's just review again. We were already talking about this Saturday, and this is the big event for you guys. I still want to know what someone like me, who generally wears running shoes, what am I going to do there on Saturday if I show up? Do I get a foot massage or what?
Well, it's really up to you. If you have a talent, you could just go out to the streets and, you know, maybe you can tell really good jokes, or you know, you could break dance, or simply giving a hug to somebody, or giving a hand to somebody crossing the street. There's a lot of things a lot of our volunteers do, and they get really, really creative. Mm-hmm. And we usually, so what Shinerama sends to UBC is they send us a bunch of stickers, tattoos, balloons, posters, everything we need for Shine Day specifically. So we have a lot of things to give away, and the main idea is we need to raise more awareness about the disease, and at the same time we're also asking people if they can donate. My experience last year when I was out there on the streets asking and talking to people about it, people are very giving, and the one thing that actually really, really pulled me into joining the Shinerama campaign was this gentleman who one of the gentlemen who collect bottles, plastic bottles, and he looked, I don't want to assume that he was homeless, but he looked like he was homeless, and I did not expect him to give me any donation. But he asked me, he stopped me and he asked me, he's like, excuse me, what are you guys doing? And I talked to him about cystic fibrosis, and I told him this is what we're doing. Like, we have a lot of volunteers all over Vancouver, and we're trying to raise awareness and raise some money. And I was really, really shocked that he gave me $3. He gave me $3 out of the change that he had, and I almost wanted to return it to him, but he said, no, I really want to donate to this cause because I have somebody who was affected by this disease. So there are some special moments that just, you know, came out of that day, and it was a really, really nice experience working with other students and just meeting new people and working with them for 4 or 5 hours just to raise money and awareness for a good cause.
So people will show up on Saturday, say 9 o'clock in the morning at the Student Union Building Ballroom. They get a Shinerama kit. These are the volunteers who show up there.
Yes.
And they get a T-shirt, and then they go out. Mm-hmm. Just on Saturday, or
only on Saturday.
On Saturday. Saturday is the Shinerama day around Vancouver.
Yes.
So if people see the Shinerama people, if Vancouver residents see the Shinerama people, they should contribute to them in their fight against cystic fibrosis.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, I was not all that sure about how all that worked. Somehow I had a feeling if I showed up at at the Student Union Building with my brown shoes, I'd get a shoe shine. But no, no, you got to go to these people who are going to be around Vancouver.
Yes.
For their, okay.
Yep.
What other activities? I think we already talked about this, but let's go over some of this ground again. What other activities does Shinerama hold throughout the year?
As mentioned before, we sold glow sticks at the Celebration of Light. We're going to be hosting a number of grilled cheese sandwiches events. So we're currently looking into having a grilled cheese event in next week's open air pit night. We will be at the pit selling glow sticks for the Wednesdays. The AMS has been really, really helpful with allowing me to put donation jars at each and every business outlet of theirs. So students, when they come out, buy food, and they have some change, they usually drop a few coins in there. A really, really big contributor is UBC Bookstore. So UBC Bookstore, every year they have a roundup. And they round up but they ask students who buy books or parents, would you like to round up your total value to the next dollar? And last year alone, we raised over $8,000 just from rounding up at the bookstore.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes.
Other contributors to raising our funds, this year I'm looking, I've focused a lot on sponsorships. And, Sigma Chi, as I mentioned earlier, Sigma Chi this year has pledged $5,000.
That's your fraternity.
Yes. It has pledged $5,000, and it's also helping me look for other sponsorships because there is an already established network, and I'm using that network to reach out to other companies to get these sponsorships.
And you were having a competition with between the sororities? Was that what that was?
Yes, we just had a car wash on Sunday, and it's part of the Derby Days programming for Sigma Chi. And what happens is it's a whole week of fun activities and fundraising within all the sororities. And it's basically a competition. It's an annual competition. And the funds raised from the whole event go to BC Children's Hospital and Shinerama.
Which was about to be my next question. I see that your current goal is to raise $65,000 this year.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then how are these funds designated? Cystic fibrosis research or or cystic fibrosis patients?
We don't deal with how the funds are allocated. We simply give it to Shinerama, and we simply give it to Shinerama, and they give it to Cystic Fibrosis Canada, and they decide how it's used.
And Shinerama is a national organization?
Yes. And it's solely it's a completely volunteer, student-run initiative. That Shinerama, of course.
And how much money did you guys raise last year?
Last year we raised $38,500, and this year we're looking to raise, as mentioned, $65,000. So we're doing really well right now with sponsorships. We're at about $20,000. We're still approaching a lot of companies, talking to them and seeing if they would be willing to give some money. Bird Construction has also given us a small donation.
Excellent. Yes. My name is Elmer Weens. This is a Smart People Show, Wednesday, 11:30 to 12 noon, talking to Harzeef O'Shan of Shinerama UBC. We still have a few minutes to go. So let's talk about how UBC students still can get involved and what things they can do.
We are currently, yesterday on Imagine Day, we were collecting emails and we've started a mailing list. And I'll be sending out information about all the other upcoming events. So if you're not able to come out to Shine Day, we're still going to have more events lined up. Like I said earlier, we have a video gaming competition. We're looking at having a sports competition as well between residences. And there's a bunch of other nightclub events that are coming up, but those are 19-plus events. But like I said, we will keep people posted. If you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, you're going to know what we're doing. And You can always email me at shanrama@ams.ubc.ca if you want to get involved. And I would gladly take you in as one of my volunteers.
Excellent. Well, let's see, what else can we talk about? I've run out of questions here. You got anything more to say? This is student radio, and we're all pretty casual here, I must say.
Well, I like to say, I know it's usually a successful campaign usually needs people working for the campaign, but it also needs people who are outside. When I say outside, I mean the UBC community. There's a lot of student groups, student organizations on campus that, you know, do activities together. They could try and reach out to us as well. I mean, there is only so much a small committee can do to reach out to 47,000 students at UBC. So if you're interested in volunteering, please feel free to inbox us on Facebook or send me an email, like I said earlier, at shinarama@ams.ubc.ca, and I'd gladly take you as a volunteer.
Okay, you've got the challenge, everybody. Let's get with Harzeef and his cystic fibrosis campaign. It is a terrible disease when people have that. Okay, so excuse me. That's it for today's edition of Smart People, September 4th. It's Elmer Weens signing off with Harzeef Olshan and the Shinarama campaign. I'm going to play a bit more from the tune by the group CFCF. When you hear CFCF, think cystic fibrosis. And thank you very much for listening.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
Excellent. Hey.